Chapter 25. Hicks, Robertson, and as Robertson referred to Linda on the radio, the female Caucasian prisoner, left Cabot around 8 o'clock at night, headed for Van Buren, on Thursday, June 14, 1984. It had been a month over 3 years since Ruiann Park had been found murdered in her home. Hicks kept watching Linda in his rearview mirror. She was crying quietly, and he occasionally heard her moan like someone coming out of surgery. They had stopped at a McDonald's in Morrilton to get something to go, but Linda refused so much as a Coke. The assistant chief ordered a chocolate milkshake and fries, thinking those items would be easy to eat and drink while he was driving. Linda was curled up on the seat with her back resting against the door. She looked out the window, and when Hicks tried talking to her, she wouldn't reply. He and the chief decided to play the tape for Linda about the time they got to Ozark. Hicks didn't think it was the best idea, but Robertson insisted. "Let her know what we got," he said. "She'll be putty in our hands by the time we pull into the police parking lot. I've already notified the office to have the newspapers and television folks there." Hicks didn't like the idea. It seemed unnecessarily cruel to let Linda hear that her ex-husband had turned her in for murdering her mom. Howard Martin had called the police chief on Wednesday and told him that he knew who killed Ruiann Park. If they could arrange to have his office wired, he'd lure his ex-wife down there and get her to confess so they could get it on tape. Hicks surmised Howard Martin had made a deal so no charges would ever be brought against him concerning his prior knowledge in the case. Hicks kept going over in his mind the events of the last couple of days. Suddenly, after 3 years of being absolutely certain that Sam Hugh Park had killed his mother, Hicks found out that he probably didn't. The poor, queer guy had gone to his grave knowing that everybody in the whole state of Arkansas and most of Oklahoma was certain he killed his mother. What kind of man would turn in his own wife? An ex-wife, but still, she was the mother of his 4 children. Hicks thought of his dear wife, Wanda. He'd stand beside her no matter what she did. He guessed Howard Martin wanted to get Linda out of his life. With her in prison, he'd have all the boys under his wing, including any inheritance that came their way. When Mrs. Park died, she'd left the bulk of her estate to Sam Hugh. She left Linda one of the rent houses. And then when Sam Hugh Park died, everything that Sam Hugh hadn't spent went to Linda. And if she was found guilty of killing her mother, then what? He felt horribly embarrassed that he and the sheriff and the state police had rushed to judgment in thinking that just because a guy was a queer and a drunk, he'd automatically be the one and only suspect in his mom's murder. He had asked Linda Martin where she was at the time of the death of her mother, and she had told them she was home in Cabot, 3 hours away. They'd accepted what she said, and that was it. But now, as he thought back on the crime scene, he remembered that long black hairs were clutched in the dead woman's hand. Sam Hugh didn't have black hair, but his sister did. "Oh my God," Hicks thought. "We were so sure Sam Hugh did it."